The Institute of Internal Auditors has cautioned managers in both public and private organizations against paying lip service to recommendations in auditors' report. The effective implementation of such recommendations, according to the president of the Institute, Richard Ntim, will help reduce corrupt practices in corporate organizations. Mr. Ntim encouraged heads of institutions to read their company's audit reports in order to appreciate the work of auditors. He said this at the 2016 National Internal Auditors Conference in Accra. Rukayatu Musa has more.
This year's National Internal Auditors Conference looked at the importance of internal audit for business success, the challenges and how to discourage corrupt practices among auditors. This is to enhance economic growth and development. The president of the institute, Richard Ntim, advised chief executives to see the recommendations in audit reports as critical for organizational growth.
In situations where people are not compliant with laws and regulations, the auditor makes a recommendation for the anomalies. Where the people have violated rules and regulations, the auditor brings this to management attention. The auditor also makes recommendations for improving processes. Systems keep on changing. For instance, in environments, sometimes there were manual processes in place which have now changed to the use of technology. The auditor reviews the new systems and advise management. And it is the responsibility of management to implement the recommendations made in the audit report. So where the recommendations are not implemented, then the value that the auditor intends, the purpose of putting the audit function in place to add value to the organizational process, then that objective will not be achieved.
The managing partner of Ali Nachia and Associates, Abdullahi Ali Nachia, said effective communication helps auditors to capture the relevant information in their audit reports to help management to take appropriate decisions.
One of the tenets of communication is to help management arrive at a decision. So with effective communication, we expect the auditor to be able to guide management as to the decision they will take from the recommendations that you make in the report, from any proposals out of the audit work you've done. Because with communication, you are selling an idea. You are sending proposals, recommendations, findings of your audit to help management take a decision.
Two institutions, VRA and SNIT, as well as a former president of the institute, Eric Yanka, received awards for their role in projecting the auditing profession.